What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank. You want to follow the show at hoopballpels, P-E-L-S, on Twitter. Far out. You know, I don't like swearing on this show, sometimes I do, but not on purpose, only when I get super frustrated. Guys, just finished watching. I hope this is the first pregame that gets out as well and everyone gets around this one, because this is Happy Lyle. This is what it is. If you were following me along on Twitter, I was live tweeting the game. It was a bit of carry on, you know, I like to turn it up a little bit. The Pels beat the Bucks. The Pels defeated the top of the table, well, hang on, let me check that, probably second in the East. Yep, they are. Second in the East, Milwaukee Bucks. At home, we're on a win streak, two in a row. We defeated the Wizards and now we have beaten the Bucks. Was it a pretty win? Absolutely not. For the first half, it looked like we were going to absolutely pump them, and we went to sleep again in the third quarter with a tough closeout in the end, but we held on. And true to Pelican's style, it showed that they have a bit of grit about them. They've got a bit of shit on their liver, you know? They're the sort of team that you can back in, and they held on. This is one of those teams that was games that it was classic. It was, I could see it a mile off. We come out quick, we were hitting shots, and I saw flashes of a late game fade out. I saw it and I felt it. There was even an omen on the ESPN broadcast in Australia. One of the adverts was for air crash investigations, which looks into why airplanes crash. And I'm sitting there going, this is a bad omen. We shouldn't be getting this during a game like this. And lucky the omens were wrong. I was a little bit too superstitious and they held on. They held strong. So, in summary, the Pelicans defeat the Bucks 131-126 at home. Huge game from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Started super slow and everyone did a really good job on him, particularly Steven Adams, who was the matchup for him in the night, which I really liked, honestly. Giannis had 38 and 11, 5 assists and a couple of steals and a couple of blocks. He sort of did a bit of everything. It was the return of Jrue Holiday to New Orleans, and it was good to see him. 22, 9, and 5, and a steal and a block as well. Middleton was quite, still managed 16, 8, and 8, but didn't really seem to have the impact that we know that he can. Then we get to the box score for our guys. We're going to start at the center, Stephen Adams. And I tweeted, am I a Stephen Adams stan? I don't even know what that means, but I've seen people that, I think it's people that like that player. I guess that's me then. He had 4 points, but he also had 20 rebounds. He was massive on the night, giving us second opportunities. Absolutely dominated him on the paint. Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, they just had nothing. They couldn't keep him away from grabbing a rebound, which I just loved. I absolutely loved. B.I. was huge again with 28, especially down the stretch. Lonzo Ball, the man himself, back from a tweaked ankle. He looked fine, actually. It looked like his ankle had tweaked back into place because he dropped 27, including 7 of 13 threes, 8 assists. Huge game for Lonzo. You know, we see more of these trade rumors. Oof. Is he going to drop 50 next time if we keep saying we're going to trade him? Huge. Eric Bledsoe was massive as well, 25. He had 2 rebounds and 4 assists. He was very big. Bit of an EB revenge game against the Bucks after they traded him because they didn't think he was the point guard to get him over the top in the playoffs. Well, they're going to lose to the Pels. Looks like we got the better player in the end. Oh, no, you can't really say that, can you, with Drew Holiday being one of the favourite sons of New Orleans, but he had a blinder, he really did. Zion Williamson, good as well, 21, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, which is career high for him, a steal and a block. He was fantastic. Josh Hart with 15 off the bench, his 3-pointers were dropping, which we loved. Nicola Melli played 15 minutes, and it was a nervous 15 minutes, but he did hit a couple of big shots. It was good to see a corner 3 go in for him right on the buzzer of the end of the third quarter, which sort of righted the ship a little bit. So it was nice. And Nikhil played 22 minutes. One obvious, omission this game was JJ Redick, and he's been the subject of trade rumours. Where was he playing? He wasn't suffering an injury. I haven't seen any of the post games or anything like that at the time of this. So we're not sure whether or not there's a trade happening. Maybe it'll happen overnight. And maybe JJ's gone. But who knows? He might have just gone with a different rotation and wanted to see. We didn't see any Jackson Hayes either. So what, is he being traded? I don't know. I'm not sure. So we'll see. We'll watch this space. And perhaps Jackson and JJ are gone. But who knows? Who really, at the end of the day, who knows? It worked. The lineup worked well. We only went 8 deep. Ran the starters pretty hard. I mean, we've got the first night of a back-to-back, so it'll be interesting to see whether or not they're going to get as many minutes tomorrow against the Houston Rockets. But they won. They won, and that's a good thing. That's a really good thing, and I think we should all be pretty happy with that that victory because it showed a team. It showed the potential that this team could be. And that, I think, is the most refreshing thing, is that this team has a heap of potential, the potential to be a fantastic team, and they showed that tonight. At one point, up by 29 points against the Milwaukee Bucks, this team has the reigning MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. The guy's an absolute weapon in Giannis, and for the most part, he was, I mean, you can't say he was contained because he had 38 points, but he looked uncomfortable. He didn't. There were flashes where he did stuff and a whole heap of flashes where he did nothing. But, just well done. Well done, guys. So if we jump over to the quarter by quarter, as I love to unpack, Milwaukee had 21 points in the first quarter. New Orleans had 35, which we love. 24 for Milwaukee in the second quarter. We had 33. So we started building this massive lead. It was great. Of course, we went into the locker room and Milwaukee came out firing. So they had, 45 points in the first half. They had 44 points in the third quarter. So the run came, the third quarter run, which we know and love. And usually we haven't built a big enough lead, so it sort of evaporates. But we kept them away. We still had 35 points. So it was one of our best, was actually equal our best scoring quarter. With the first quarter, but 44, you can't be that much of a sieve at the other end and try to outscore a team like that because they'll keep coming. And in the last quarter, they outscored us 37-28, and we ended up winning by 5 points. not the best second half. First half was phenomenal. Threes were falling. We tied a franchise record in three-pointers made with 21, which is, I think, the highest we've had anywhere close this season. It was very good. Milwaukee being a very good three-point shooting team. Normally, they only shot 13 of 35 with 37%, whereas we were up at 43%. So we're happy with that. They shot 50% overall. We only shot 46%. Field goal attempts are actually the same, which is unusual. But it was good. We won the assists. Rebounds, we actually got out-rebounded. Offensive rebounds the same. Steals, we had a couple more. They had better blocks. What I liked was we only had 9 turnovers. 9 turnovers for the whole game to Milwaukee's 12. Points off turnovers, we had 15, they had 12. Very good. It's one of those things that if you take care of the ball and you get up the court and you start your offensive set and you do a proper offensive set and not a broken last second attempt, we'll dump it off to B.I. or brand it off to Zion and force shots, then you actually play good basketball. Pass and move, pass and move, pass and move. I'll just keep saying that because it was something I was kept saying on Twitter is that if we drive and then dump off, all of a sudden we've opened up the whole court for any shooters, for Steven Adams just to lay it in. Say Bledsoe drives in, defense collapses onto him because they don't want to give up the easy two. He then either stops and goes up through him and gets a layup, or he looks for that kick or dump off. And I don't mind that one bit. Josh Hart punished them today from three. Lonzo punished them from three. Even Bledsoe did. You know, that those are things that you want to see and you want to see consistently. Drive and kick. That's how we were getting killed by half these other teams because they just went straight at us and we're like, well, we better follow them in. And all of a sudden, they're getting open threes. We didn't do that today. And I think because we were so conscious that they will punish you from three-point line if you let them. And we didn't. We didn't let them beat us at three-point line. We trusted Steven Adams down low, let them run into that brick wall of a Kiwi, and, wowzer, it paid off. It really did. Something that I really took away from this, and something that I'm really proud of the guys, was the staying power. It's so easy when a good side has momentum against you and goes on a massive 15-3 run, which happened in the third quarter, to just lie down, to say, all right, well, these are a better side than us. Look, they've got Giannis, they've got Middleton, they've got Drew Holiday, stack side, and it's easy to roll over and say, all right, well, you know, we tried our best, we fought for half a game, we can't stop this momentum. Instead, we slowed down and we played our game. It worked for half a game. Why wouldn't it continue to work? So instead of getting panicky and starting to play on their terms, just took the game back. We slowed down, we attacked the basket, and I love seeing that. I think that is something that was really, really obvious that we played so well because we attacked the paint and we went hard at the...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paying every time. We didn't settle for bad shots. You know, there was obviously a couple of offensive possessions, which every team has every game, where we sort of threw it away. But it wasn't an obvious concern, because at the other end, everyone was hustling back. We were setting the defense and saying, all right, we'll beat us now. All right, you've had a good defensive possession. Well, how about we do that? Or if they pull up for a transition three, instead of just trying to stroll up hero ball three-pointer, it was, all right, well, we might hit a three in this, but we're going to move the ball to get a good three. It's not going to be some pull-up, sidewards-leaning carry-on just to force it. No, get a good answer. And I really did enjoy that. That was fantastic. So, well done to the guys. I'm proud of them for what they've done tonight, and it was good to get that win, particularly when you got to bank the ones at home, when you're comfortable, when you're around your family, when you've got a bit of a crowd. 1,400 tonight, which is a record for this year, or for the New Orleans Pelicans. So, really proud of the guys. Well done. Well done. A guy that I want to just harp on a little bit was Lonzo Ball. He's copped so much flack, whether you're on Pel's Twitter or you're around the traps, around the league. He's been hammered. I mean, I think I've even hammered him for being average a couple of games. You know, some of those step-back threes have been ill-advised. But tonight, he really looked locked in. And perhaps that was the threat that, hang on, you're going to get traded from your mates, the ones you come down from the Lakers with, and who knows where you're going to go. So, either put on a good show and try to earn that packet at the end of the year, or, you know, show out. Prove them. Prove the new team that wants you. Get these suitors that say, all right, well, if I'm going to be traded, I might as well go to somewhere decent. And I want someone decent to pick me up so I can go and play in a playoff team. Because at the end of the day, that's what most players want, I think, is to compete and to win. So I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him for stepping up. And if he doesn't get traded and he stays here, well, continue this form, because that was all-star quality. 27 points off 20 shots. Yeah, well done. Well done, mate. I'm happy for you, because you copped a lot of flack, but at the same time, prove them wrong. Prove them wrong. And the Pelicans, same thing. People say that you choke and you carry on and you throw games away, and I've said you're throwing games away. You didn't today, and that is something that you have to take away and be happy with. We'll have a look at some other stats shortly. Now, here it is. So Bledsoe, 7 threes. He tied his career best. Lonzo had 27 points, 8 assists, 7 threes. He tied his career best. Zion, 21-9, 7 assists, career high. Ingram, 28 and 4 assists. 20 rebounds from Adams. Hart had 15. Pelicans, 21 threes to 9 turnovers. And those numbers just encapsulate how good the guys played tonight. Is it going to happen every night? Of course not. But if we can take confidence from beating a team like that and go at the Rockets tomorrow, which are a new look Rockets with no James Harden, go at them. Bank a few wins. Bank those wins you were meant to bank earlier on in the season. If you were on a win streak, keep the momentum going. Back yourselves in, because you deserve it. You've earned this. You've earned your right to celebrate. But you've got a quick turnaround, so you've got to be ready to play again tomorrow. It'll be all right. Just back yourselves in. So, very proud of the guys. Before I jump into my three key takeaways, of course, I will thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use HoopBall when you sign up in the little Where'd You Hear From box, and that'll give you a deposit match of 50% of your initial deposit. So, you put $1,000 in, you get $500. Super Bowl's coming up. You can bet on that. Bet on your basketball. They've got heaps of different things going on, so make sure you head over there and have a look. And manscaped.com, of course, with the code HOOPBALL20 will get you 20% off, free shipping. Plenty of stuff going on over there as well, including the Lawnmower 3.0 and the Weed Whacker few different other fandangled names over there of tools that you can use. They're all waterproof and they've got a light and things like that. Things that make your life easier if you're having a shave. So head over there and check them out as well, because they help us out. So three key takeaways of the game. Number one, never say die attitude, or let's say won't bow down attitude, to really play on the Pelicans theme. They didn't bow down. They backed themselves in. They went against a team that was meant to come in and get an easy win. I think a lot of pundits, myself included, didn't think this was a winnable game. But they backed themselves in. They caught Milwaukee coming in lackadaisical and punched them in the mouth. That first half, absolute smackdown. And it was a time where they could have put their foot on the throat, but you can't count good teams out. I mean, we talk about it. It's the biggest cliche in basketball. It's a game of runs. Runs, 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 runs. You know, 15 this way, 12 that way, 9 this way, 15 that way, you know. Momentum. It's a big momentum game. So they didn't bow down, and that particularly that last few minutes when Milwaukee threatened to overrun them, got back to about 9 or 7 points, and it was like, if they hit another shot here, we're going to be in some trouble. You know, there was a possession where we sort of took an ill-advised three. I think it was a hero ball shot from Brandon Ingram towards the end, and Middleton charged up the court and looked to launch straight into a transition three. But Lonzo Ball recognized that, closed out into the space that he would need to jump up, and Middleton had to turn around and pass out of it. So things like that, where they didn't switch off, particularly in times when it mattered. And that was something that I really thought was good. Number two, I love when they shoot threes. I really do. I love when they hit threes, probably. Let me clarify that. But you don't then need to get trigger happy. We hit threes because they got good shots. There was a couple of course that were massive contested ones, but for the majority of the game, we got good looks because of good drives and good passing. Keep that going. Pass and move. Trust your teammates. I know Zion and the BI are the closers, but if they make the right read as well, the other guys get dragged along with them. When all of your starters have double digits in at least one category, and actually four of your starters finish with over 20 points, that's awesome. 20 rebounds from Steven Adams to chip in as well. You've got to be happy with that. And the third key takeaway is that we don't really need, I think I'll have to backtrack a bit, we don't really need a third best player. We just need to have contributions across the board. And if everyone plays to their strengths, it's very hard for teams to match up. You know, I was always saying, oh, well, you got to get that third player to get the extra points. You're getting your 50 from Zion and BI. Where's the rest coming from? It's coming from this. It is absolutely coming from the guys stepping up and getting dragged along with the good players, getting caught in the momentum and saying, I'm going to do what I can do as well. And that is something that I was very impressed by. Everyone stepped up. So good on them. Proud of the guys. They deserve this one. Go and celebrate, not too hard. Maybe have a couple of Pepsi Maxes or something. Take the edge off. But, don't go too hard, because you've got to play again against Houston. And, you know, Christian Wood's been chopping. John Wall and also DeMarcus Cousins are there. They're a good side. And NBL alumni Jayshon Tate as well has been playing some good basketball. So he'll probably get a defensive matchup on one of the two key cogs as well. But guys, that's pretty much my rant and rave and carry on and celebration of how it went. Very impressive, honestly. I was pretty stoked for him. So well done, guys. And let's keep it rolling. Back yourselves in. Just bank wins. That's all you got to do. Let's get it going. So I suppose we better cast our eyes forward into the next game. We take on the Houston Rockets tomorrow. The first back-to-back that we've had this season, you know, we had that horrible road trip that we're all trying to forget. It starts in 21 hours, says my League Pass app. We're playing at the Smoothie King Center again, so we're still in New Orleans, which we love. It's going to be on TV for me on SBS, which I'm pretty happy about. So I'll get to get up and watch some more Pelicans tomorrow morning. This is one of those things that they've got good players. We're going to match up very well, I think. I think this is a similar sort of team to us. Been a bit up and down, but can bank wins when they want. They got John Wall, who's been on a bit of a tear since people were saying he was washed. He decided that he's actually unwashed and he was going to keep going. Christian Wood looks like most improved player. He has had a blinder of a season and we're looking forward to it. But guys, all in all, the Pelicans have defeated the Bucks. Winning streak is alive. We're loving it. I'm going to put a pin in it, guys. Thank you very much for listening. This is a Pelican Scoop. I'm Lyle Swithenbank. Look after yourselves. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.